96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may be a non-violent offender with a warrant out for you. You could have a misdemeanor violation that could cause you a little bit of trouble if you have a run-in with the police. Well, tonight, we'll tell you how you can avoid that trouble by turning yourself in. We're talking about the Safe Surrender Program. What is it, and how does it work? Well, joining us to talk about it are Judge Lynn Leibovitz. She is the Deputy Presiding Judge of the D.C. Superior Court's Criminal Division. And Willie Jones, he was a Safe Surrender participant back in 2007. If you have a question about this program, if you're curious about how it works, if you think you may need to participate in the Safe Surrender program by turning yourself in, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Judge and Willie, Mr. Jones, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to be here.
Okay, Judge, before we talk about this, I would like to ask you about a recent news item and try to kind of get your thoughts, if you don't mind. As you know, retiring D.C. Police Chief Judge Chief Kathy Lanier recently said the criminal justice system is broken. She said beyond broken. She was expressing some frustration about repeat offenders on the street. How do you respond to that?
Actually, my chief judge speaks for the court on that issue, and because I'm here tonight to talk about safe surrender, I'll stick to that topic.
But can you at least share if you think it's a fair criticism?
My chief judge is the person who speaks for the D.C. Superior Court, and so Chief Judge Lee Satterfield is the person that you should ask that question to.
Very well, fair enough. I just wanted to see if you would be able to respond to that. Let's talk about Safe Surrender. What is it? What is the genesis of this program?
Operation Safe Surrender is a program that's taken place all over the country. The District of Columbia held an Operation Safe Surrender in 2007 and again in 2011. It's a program for people with outstanding bench warrants who are nonviolent offenders, people who have bench warrants for failing to appear in court for one sort of proceeding or another, people who have failed to pay fines or have reason to believe that a warrant was issued for their arrest for something that's been hanging over their heads.
For a little courtroom 101, what is a bench warrant?
When a person has a case, for instance, is charged with a minor crime, a nonviolent crime, a felony drug charge, something not involving violence, and has failed to appear in court for a hearing, they're on probation, there's been a claim that they've violated probation by failing to pay a fine or by not going for drug testing or by picking up a new charge. If they don't show up, the judge will issue a warrant for their arrest. And that's how people get bench warrants.
What is the purpose of Safe Surrender? I mean, what is its aim?
The aim is to clear out a lot of old warrants. The United States Marshal Service has to execute all those warrants. And they show up at people's doors. They spend a lot of time and effort tracking people down and arresting people on outstanding warrants. If they occupy their time doing that, they can't concentrate on arresting violent offenders, people with very serious matters out there. And so it's good to give everybody a chance to turn themselves in safely in an environment in which over 98% of people who turn themselves in are released and never get handcuffs. And that way it's best for the marshals, best for the community, safer for everybody.
Mr. Jones, in 2007, as I said earlier, you were a participant in the program. What did you do?
You mean, how did I get?
Yes, sir. I mean, what did you do that made you say, well, it's time for me to acquiesce, to go ahead and participate in this program? I mean, what was the violation?
I had a distribution of heroin in front of Judge Leibovitz. And she issued a warrant for my arrest, and she also sentenced me. So when the program came out, I thought that it was a great program. I called my lawyer, and he did a research on the program, and we found out that program was true, and it was a good program. So that's when I decided to go down on November the 1st, 2007, and turn myself in.
So explain to me. Okay, so you had a violation, and forgive me, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how that works. You were...
I had a court date.
You had a court date. I see. So you had been released.
I had been released.
I see. Okay.
And I had a court date, and I failed to return to court.
Okay.
So when I failed to return to court, that's when Judge Leibovitz issued the bench warrant. Mm-hmm. And one day I was at home getting high, mm-hmm. you know, and my brother called me, and he said, "Hey, man, it's a program coming out that might can help you save your life and get back on track." So I said, "What is it?" He said, "It's Safe Surrender Program." As him and I talking on the phone, the program comes across the screen of the TV.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I knew right then that was an opportunity for me to get my life together. Mm. So I called my sister and asked her, could she buy me some methadone? And I asked her, can you buy me some heroin for the last time? Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. She came and got me, bought me some heroin, bought me some methadone. And I went down to my parents' house. That was in early October. Mm-hmm. And I stayed down there to November the 1st. And I got at Bible Way Church like 4 in the morning.
Right there on New York Avenue.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I was the first one there. And I was determined to get my life together. I stood there till 9 o'clock. They opened the door. They interviewed me, asked a few questions. Then they scheduled me to see Judge Rufus King. I went into his courtroom at the church, and he asked me, why didn't I come to court? And when was my next court date? And I explained to him why I didn't come to court. When was my next court date?
Why didn't you come to court?
Because I was afraid. I didn't want to go to jail. Mm-hmm. I was using heroin at the time, and I didn't want to go to jail. And when I went in front of him, he squashed the warrant, got rid of the warrant, and gave me a new court date. Then I went in front of Judge Lynn Leiber, which is sitting here with us tonight, and she gave me 2 years probation.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Safe Surrender Program, an opportunity for you to perhaps avoid jail time if you have if you are a nonviolent offender who needs to turn themselves in. Let me go to Reginald. Reginald, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Reginald. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, go right ahead.
Yes, my name is Reginald. I was convicted in 1974. I was sentenced to 22 years at 19 years old. And I'm 64 years old now, and I'm still serving that sentence with no new conviction under this old law they had called the Nobles Law. It took 15 years of my street time and totally destroyed my life, totally destroyed it. Right now I'm in court. I have a warrant on me for a traffic violation, and a cop called my house a couple of months ago and was talking about some misdemeanor case that I know nothing of. Anyhow, I'm too old to go back to jail. I've served 9 years in prison. I don't plan to go. If I go to jail now, my family would suffer. I'm on a fixed income. I'm scared of death. I walk around every day. No, I'm not on drugs or anything at this moment, but my mental stability is shot. As a matter of fact, I'm in mental health. I had enough of this. You know, I don't know which way to turn.
Well, Reginald, let's see what the judge has to say, because I think, you know, this is probably, Judge, and you can tell me if I'm on track here. This is one of those kinds of situations where you may have someone who is afraid of the judicial system.
Well, that's what Mr. Jones will tell you, too. He was afraid, and that's why he didn't come to court. And he was concerned about turning himself in. And so what I would say to Reginald is, first of all, I can't tell if you have a warrant out or not. The way you can find out if you have one is to go on www.dccourts.gov/safe-surrender. If you have a warrant, you'll find out by going on that website. You can also talk to a lawyer. But what I will say is, if you have a bench warrant outstanding for a nonviolent offense and you walk into D.C. Superior Court, assuming you don't have something else out there for a violent crime and other things.
I know I have a warrant. This is why I'm calling you. I know I have a traffic issue in court.
So, Reginald, are you saying that it's – Reginald, if you'll allow me, you're saying that the only warrant is for the traffic issues?
Yes, and maybe perhaps some cop called me about a situation, a misdemeanor. He was talking about I was in a store, and a guy snatched up and ran out the store. I was in the store. Okay. I don't know anything about the guy or anything.
Well, hold on, Reginald, hold on. I understand. If you'll just give us a moment, because that's why we're having this program, so that my guests can help. Please, so, Mr. Jones, go ahead.
Hey, Reginald, I like to say this to you. I'm more like you than different, okay? When I say that, I'm a convict also. But I just want to share this with you. On Saturday, 66 people came to court and turned themselves in. Out of 66 people, 65 went home. They held one person because he had a warrant somewhere else. This is a great program. This is the first step for a new beginning, the first step for a second chance. And if I were you, and I wouldn't tell you this, I would come on down and turn some things around. I understand that you're 64 years old, you got a family, and I feel you. And I mean that. I feel that. But the greatest thing to do, the best thing to do, is just to come on down Saturday. And I'll be right there.
Can I say one thing, Reginald? You know, I'm not allowed by the rules of that govern what I do to give you legal advice. And, of course, I don't know what you have. I don't know if you just have a traffic warrant. I don't know if you have a misdemeanor. I don't know if you have some very serious thing standing out there.
No, ma'am, please.
So let me just say, I can't tell you what will happen to you if you turn yourself in. I would suggest that you go on the website I gave you, see if you have a warrant, and you can talk to a lawyer and find out what advice you should be getting. And a lawyer can look into what kinds of cases you have, because we shouldn't be sitting here telling you to turn yourself in and nothing will happen to you, because I just don't know what you have out there.
Well, Reginald, I've got to take another call before I go to the break, but I wanted to let our listeners know that the Safe Surrender Program, it began last Saturday. It continues every Saturday until the 24th. That means this coming Saturday and the Saturday after that, September 24th, is at the Moultrie Courthouse, 500 Indiana Avenue, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And as the judge just said, if you go to dccourts.gov/safe surrender, you can find out all kinds of information. A very, very important program. We are still taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please, if you have any questions about this program, if there's somebody that you know who may benefit from this program, now is the time to call and get as much information as you possibly can. We will continue to take phone calls even after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please hold on. That includes Keith calling from D.C. and the other callers calling in right now. If you have a problem getting through, please do not stop calling. I will take as many phone calls as I can. I want to try to help some folks through this difficult time. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be taking calls again in just a few seconds. Stay with us.